Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix review for the film Bridge of Spies, the Steven Spielberg-directed film due for release Thursday 26th of November in cinemas across the UK, and which I saw previewed at BAFTA headquarters Sunday 22nd of November. Now, the Steven Spielberg film is always a hugely anticipated one, especially with Bridge of Spies being his first film foray since Lincoln. Now, as screenwriter Matt Sharma said in the Q&A after, with Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, there really is a shorthand between them when working together, giving and taking direction. Now, this is little surprise, knowing that they've collaborated on several projects, to include films like Catch Me If You Can and Saving Private Ryan. Now, the premise of the film is about an American lawyer who's recruited by the CIA during the Cold War to rescue a pilot detained by the Soviet Union. Now, the film is on many different levels. It's a real multi-layered film with many strands, which Matt Sharman, along with fellow co-writers, the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, brilliantly showed aspects of this through the writing. And what really struck me was the humour at times in the writing. It really helped us to connect with the characters as real people. This is particularly true for the two main protagonists, namely Tom Hanks playing the lawyer James B. Donovan, and the suspected Russian spy, Rudolf Abel. Now, the intrigue really builds right from the start, and even though the script is brilliant, less is really more when it comes to actor Mark Rylance. He's such a superb actor, who recently, people who would have seen him recently in the acclaimed BBC drama Wolf Hall know this of old, as his wonderful portrayal of Thomas Cromwell. Now, the script, as I say, is a really brilliant script. There's a lot of dialogue, but you don't need that. Mark Rylance barely has much dialogue at the start, and the brilliance of the direction, editing and cinematography is just, along with Mark Rylance's phenomenal stillness, just speaks volumes. Now, like with Tom Hanks, Mark Rylance has an astonishing capacity to convey very much by doing very little. All the emotion just plays out on their faces, and you're definitely drawn into the acting immediately. As well as the brilliantly subtle and effective direction, as I say, cinematography from Janusz Kaminski, who's on brilliant form as ever, bringing us into this world. Now, as with almost all spy thrillers, you'd expect it to get quite complex, and indeed, one of the characters is quoted as saying, "It's getting quite complicated." Well, yes, but even though there are many different strands and plots and storylines that emerge, also fed in the storyline of the pilot Gary Powers and the US student wrongly accused, only adds to the intrigue and the multi-layered, multifaceted aspect of this film. It doesn't jar. In fact, everything just falls into place at exactly the right time. Now, Mark Sharman mentioned at the Q&A that he'd done a lot of research, and this really showed. He spoke to the son of James B. Donovan, who was very much wanting the story of his father to be known. Now, Tom Hanks, as James B. Donovan, gives a very strong performance, full of truth and integrity, and shows that a relatively obscure guy, an all-American guy, can become particularly extraordinary. Responsible for the exchange, of course, of Gary Powers, the student, and Abel. He shows a lot of strength of character as a man who really does stand by his convictions and what he believes in. Now, the exchange, of course, happens at the bridge, and we are, by towards the end of the film, very much aware of the significance of the title of the film. There are some very moving moments, and Tom Hanks' emotions, particularly on the train when he arrives back in Brooklyn, really takes us back to the horror of East Germany and the results of the Berlin Wall. Now, on that subject, no director depicts the human condition and the feeling of people better than Steven Spielberg. Like in Schindler's List, we really feel for the people, perhaps in a lesser way on this film, but we really do see how those people deal with the regime and the reality of the austerity and of the times, and that chill really comes through the screen. Now, like with Roman Polanski's The Pianist, there's some very powerful, hard-hitting scenes. Now, always seeing things from a child and a family perspective, I feel, is another aspect that I really love about Steven Spielberg's directorial choices. And the children were wonderful actors, really well played. And Mark Sharman also chose to include many of Spielberg's own recollections and reactions to nuclear war threat as a child. And that was a wonderful inclusion, translated as it was into the mouth of the child actor in the film itself. Now, at just over 2 hours 21, this is a story that really keeps you with it. As you can imagine, with such a visionary at the helm, this is a film with a wonderfully realised production values. The design by Alan Stockhausen really adds to the atmosphere. It's beautifully lit. The soundtrack comes from Thomas Newman, always atmospheric. Now, essentially, it is a two-hander with Mark Rylance and Tom Hanks, but there's a great supporting cast to include Alan Alda and Amy Ryan. Now, as I say, the film opens on Thursday the 26th of November in cinemas in the UK. And you heard it here first, the review with Suzanne Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Brit Flicks on Brooklyn's Radio.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.